education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
KTAR. Hey, that's a cheesy voice.
That was a Russ.
You gotta kind of hold your nose when you say that, and then you can talk like that.
Why don't you do the weather?
It's 91 degrees currently outside in Uptown Phoenix here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Well,
That's good. Why don't you do the movie phone guy next?
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.
No, let's just not do
no?
that.
All right.
We're talking in terms of Service Pack 2 for Windows XP, which may or may not be something you're aware of. If it's not and you have Windows XP, you need to get aware of it.
What if I'm running Windows 9 to 8?
You just don't pay no never mind.
Right.
Actually, if you go to our website for free help, known as computerproblems.com, you'll see the second column, the column that is second on the list is a specific column about Service Pack 2. And those of you that get the Tribune will have the benefit of my knowledge in that column as well on Monday's business section. But if you have Windows XP, you need to address this weekend so you know what to do.
Whether or not you want it, you ought to at least pay attention to what it is so that if you don't want it, you can make sure that your computer's not set to automatically want it on your behalf.
The safe thing is to obviously not update until others have gone through this. All the machines that we've tested it on, we've had no problems whatsoever, but we tend to run machines that are fairly well maintained and cleaned up and don't have a lot of pop-ups and viruses and worms and crazy, 13 different utilities and every Norton product made, every McAfee product made, all that stuff. So
right. If you follow our advice, listen to our show on a regular basis, and your machine's not currently having problems, I would say there's a pretty safe bet that this thing ought to be a good thing for you.
Only about 18% of the people from the various surveys we've seen had major problems. 1 in 5.
I had seen someplace where it said like 1 in 9 was pretty, it was kind of the average for most of the sites, but also that was before this was a public release when
right.
it was still beta.
Correct.
And, if you have a really good experience with this kind of product, you're probably not going to say a word because it's doing what it's supposed to do, right? So only if you had a bad experience and then you're out trying to research how to fix it and you come across a site where it asks, did you have a problem or not?
Yes!
Yeah, of course, you're going to join the bandwagon. So people are more likely to report problems than they are to report success. So that also kind of let that play into how you gauge.
For the most part, you should be safe if you have a fairly cleaned up machine. If you don't fall into that category, you might want to turn off the auto update just for the next couple of days, get your situation figured out, and then have it updated after the problems you're having are cleaned up. Regardless, if you decide you want to take the plunge for Service Pack 2, make sure and do a full backup of all your critical data, because there are reports of people having major, like no longer able to access the system
right.
problems after they do a Service Pack update. It's a very rare occasion, but it does happen, and you don't want to be that 1 in 20 or whatever the stats are.
The very first thing it tells you and or asks you as you're trying to install Service Pack 2 is, do you have a full backup?
Sure
next.
I do.
If you do not and you lie, you're only hurting yourself.
What the heck happened? Are we done already?
No, we got a whole other hour.
But I'm saying we're done with this first?
No, we got almost a minute left to talk.
Ben's been holding. He wants to tell us about his spam blocker. So, Ben, if you'll hang tight, we'd appreciate it so that you can share your knowledge with others.
Bruce wants to talk about a spam blocker, too, and Jim needs to be an admin on his machine, and he has wireless keyboard problems, and
wow.
Your call, your question, we're going to find out what that is at 602-277-5827.
I've experienced every one of those problems myself.
Yes, and in fact, Service Pack 2 addresses wireless products specifically, not just wireless networking, but Bluetooth wireless products.
Yay!
There's an update that deals with that, and it's built-in support now for Microsoft products on those. So.
Somewhere in here, we're also going to talk in the next hour about the back-to-school technologies and some of the things that we think you should consider if you have children going back to school at any age. So it's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors here until 2 o'clock answering your computer questions back after the news.